A three-judge panel has ruled that Michigan's congressional and legislative maps are unconstitutionally gerrymandered, ordering the state legislature to redraw at least 34 districts for the 2020 election. The decision issued yesterday also requires special state Senate elections to be held in 2020 instead of 2022 as scheduled. Capitol correspondent Shayna Roth joins me this morning to explain what's going on. Hi, Shayna.
Hey.
Tell me exactly what happened here.
So this is a lawsuit that's been going on for quite a while. And essentially what's been going on is the League of Women Voters of Michigan has said that they are that the lines that were drawn by a Republican-led legislature and signed by a Republican governor are no good. They've said that they unfairly favor Republicans and essentially rig the game so that way Republicans can win the most districts. So this is a lawsuit that's been going on for a while. There was a trial not too long ago where we heard from a lot of the evidence that the plaintiffs had cited in this case, including emails that said things like, "We need for legal and PR purposes a good-looking map that does not look like an obvious gerrymander." That was one email that the court cited, sort of saying, like, hey, this is why we are agreeing on, this is why we're ruling this way. So this has been going on for quite a while. And then, as you said, the court said that, look, these maps are unfairly drawn. They're going to have to redraw all of these districts and all these challenged districts. And then for a handful of senators, they're going to have to hold an election a lot sooner than they anticipated.
One of those senators is Mallory McMorrow, who yesterday kind of comically posted a video clip online upon news that she might have to run for re-election in 2020 rather than 2022. She won for the first time last year. The video clip shows her entering her office and then collapsing to the floor. Did you see that?
I did see that, and I think she very much echoes the sentiment felt by a lot of lawmakers right now, not just the ones that have to run for re-election, but now we have to have Republican-led legislature agree with the governor, who's a Democrat, on these lines, and that's going to take a lot of doing, and the court has said that if you guys can't come to a consensus, if you cannot sign fair maps into law by August 1st, then the court is going to draw the new maps itself, and keep in mind that although there's 34 challenged districts, I mean, these are districts that are probably going to impact the lines in a lot of other districts as well because they're so close to each other. I mean, this is an incredible amount of work that the court has just, you know, sort of given over to the legislature and the governor and the Secretary of State's office and, you know, all of the lawmakers. However, I will point out that the Republicans have said that they do plan to appeal this ruling to the Supreme Court.
So what's next now, Shayna?
Yeah, so the Republicans are going to be appealing this decision to the U.S. Supreme Court. It sounds like they will probably request some sort of a stay or, you know, essentially a hold or a pause on everything until the U.S. Supreme Court decides whether or not they're going to take up their appeal. And really, that's going to kind of decide what has to happen here if the U.S. Supreme Court actually does take up their case. They are hearing some similar cases, one of them out of North Carolina. They're expected to rule on those in the summer. So we're kind of in a holding pattern, but given how much work this is going to take, I would expect that the legislature and lawmakers and the governor's office and the Secretary of State should already be planning to carry out the court its ruling.
And there's a budget to work on too this summer.
Yeah, I mean, they got time. It's just, yeah, nothing but time and huge things to take care of.
Capitol correspondent Shayna Roth, thank you.
Thank you.